أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained two aspects of His great Qudrat. One was that how insan is created. And a person just ponders about that, and that is about himself. And a person should think that how have I come into existence. And Allah explained various ways that how Allah Ta'ala has created man, and in many places of the Quran Sharif, how from stage to stage Allah has created man. And all these are the great, the signs of the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, in which are great ni'mat and favors for us also. But unfortunately, we only enjoy the favors, we don't acknowledge them also, and we don't see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala either. Then Allah Ta'ala explained of another basic commodity of ours, which is absolutely essential for us to ponder, and that is the food that we eat. That also we enjoy the food, and we really look forward to our food, but that also Allah says, look at my Qudrat, how have I presented this food for you? From around the world food comes to us, and in one morsel of food, one hand, when we take in our fingers some food, from around the world there are the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We enjoy it very much, but we don't think of it as a ni'mat. We don't acknowledge it. How many of us perhaps don't read our Bismillah before we eat it? During eating, perhaps hardly one time, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. At the end, hardly perhaps a dua, that, oh Allah, you fed me this. All this Allah gave, that we acknowledge that it is from Allah. And more than that acknowledgement, to make shukr is a great, great ibadat also. That also we fall short very greatly. But more than that was to understand the Qudrat of Allah. And in the Qudrat of Allah is to realize the coming of the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala says that man does not take heed. I've blessed him so much. I've shown my Qudrat so vividly and so clearly to him, but he takes no heed of that. But then finally that day will come. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَةُ Phir jab aaye wo kaan phorne wali. And when that day will come, when that sound will come, which will tear apart the eardrums of a person. That is, that sound will be so screeching and a pain, a ear-piercing sound. And that will put a person already out of his mind. And then when the day of Qiyamah comes, and many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has explained different aspects of the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that will be such a day. Yawma yafirrul mar'u min akhih. Jis din ke bhaage mard apne bhai se. It will be a day when a person will run away from his brother. He will recognize him, that this is my brother, but he will run away from him. In this world, a brother will stand for his brother, and he will fight amongst them, they might fight. But when somebody else comes, then they will unite. And they will stand for one another, and they will give their everything for one another. But that will be such a frightening day, and such a day, as Allah explains in front, where everyone will only be concerned about himself. He won't have any concern for anyone, not even for his brother. They were born from one mother and father. They stood together, they grew up, played together, they helped one another, they did everything. But on that day, they will have no, they won't want to see one another. Wa ummihi wa abih, and even more than that, or apni ma or apni baap se, and they will run away from their own mother and their own father also. Yeah, how a child runs to his mother, how a person sacrifices for his mother. His mother is everything. Anyone says one thing against his mother, he cannot tolerate it. He becomes wild and angry, and he does so much for his parents, for his father also so much. But on that day, they will be running away from one another. They will recognize one another. Father will run away from mother and father. Father and mother will run away from son and daughter. all will be just in a world of their own worry, what is going to happen to me. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِهِ اور اپنے ساتھ والی سے اور اپنے بیٹوں سے. And he will be running away from his wife also. Wife will run away from husband, husband from wife. Yeah, how many times a person goes to the extent of murdering his mother for his wife's sake. And he does so many wrong things just to please his wife. But that will be a day that a person won't even worry about his wife. The wife won't care for her husband at all, and neither for their children. Children are also very dear to a person. A person, especially the firstborn child, how much a person does for that child and how much he sacrifices. But that will be such a day of such great anxiety and worry that a person won't have any concern for any person whatsoever. He will recognize one another, but they won't want to have to do anything with each other. That perhaps this person just asks me for one neki, for one sawab. He will just ask me for a favor, that just help me out on this day. He will just ask that you owe me something, just pay it back now. No, they won't have any time for anyone. لِكُلِّ مْرِئِمْ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمَ اِذٍ شَأَنُوِ يُغْنِهِ ہر مرد کو ان میں سے اس دن کے ایک فکر لگا ہو جو اس کے لیے کافی ہے. And then every person will be just concerned about himself, and that worry will be sufficient for him. He won't have time to worry about anyone else. Yeah, perhaps sometimes we help out this person, we'll think about that person, but then nobody, his closest relationships, the Quran Sharif has mentioned, he won't have time for them also. So for anyone else, it is out of the question. And as the previous ayats came, and the subsequent ayats, all this point to the fact that man should have worry for that day. He shouldn't live a life of being just living for today. Today, the world and shaitan, they make it such that everyone is just, I have to just worry to make ends meet. I have to just worry to put bread and butter on the table. I've just got my daily chores and my work. And in this way, shaitan has kept us away to think of reality. We're just thinking of these things, and it comes clearly in the hadith, a person who thinks of the akhirat, who thinks of Allah and prepares, Allah sees to his needs of this dunya. And if we don't do that, we will be just involved in the needs of dunya, and we won't have time to prepare for akhirat. And finally, that terrible day will come upon mankind. So we all have to prepare and make that our worry, to prepare for akhirat. Then Allah, we will work for dunya, but it won't be our main object in our mind. And Allah will make our rozi also easy for us, and we won't have to just be worried that how I'm going to get this paid, how I'm going to get that paid. Everyone, today some people just say water and light is a big thing. Just to pay their rental is a big thing. For other people, other things are big things. But if we make akhirat our worry, Allah will make these things easy for us. May Allah, out of His kindness, make it easy for all of us. And we understand and we worry about the day of Qiyamah and our qabr and akhirat.